Good morning, it's KX93.5. There's definitely a touch of fall in the air this morning, which is appropriate because Halloween is quickly rushing toward us. And there's a bunch of events in town, but a big one is the Kids Halloween Walk, which takes place on Monday night. And Kat Jennison, am I pronouncing that correctly?
You are.
Oh, nice. She's here with a son, Van. Van's here. Just wave, Van. We haven't got a mic for you. So, yeah, Kat, how's it going?
Excellent. It's a beautiful morning.
Thanks for coming. It's not a beautiful morning. It's windy and dark and it doesn't bode well. I don't know what's going on. It's very dark over my house. I can see that. But, yeah, it's fall and it's Halloween and this is a big deal.
It is.
Go on then. How long has this thing been going on?
Well, we've had a Halloween walk with the Laguna Beach Parents Club since its inception, but the Halloween walk itself started 6 years ago.
Now, the Laguna Beach Parents Club is not an organization that I'm familiar with, but it's obviously, just the name of it makes it sounds like it's something, you know, important. It's great that you guys have got like a group of in what ways do you help each other out generally throughout the year?
So the Laguna Beach Parents Club is a registered 501c3.
Yeah.
We are basically, I mean, we're a small enough community that we can put parents together that are basically doing the same things. We basically organize the group by the year of the child. We have dedicated volunteers that keep this awesome organization going for every single event.
So you have events, and do you ever help each other out? Like if, you know, someone needs a babysitter or something has happened?
It's just an extensive, just excellent resource of, you know, basically events. We have play groups. It's for parents that really haven't kind of gotten out of their house yet. I mean, with small babies,
they're maybe
struggling, they're maybe a little bit isolated. We provide a resource and a venue that helps them, you know, get together with other parents and be able to relate.
How can people get in touch with you guys? Is there a website or
LagunaBeachParents.com.
Okay,
and basically it's $40 a year. We have an Easter egg hunt, we have the Halloween walk, we have a gala where we raise funds for certain charities. We, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we have play groups. We it's a pretty extensive, you know, kind of web of things that we do. But
it's awesome because you don't want to be isolated.
No.
Early on, I'm sure that, you know, you think, what am I doing here?
Well, typically at the club, once parents get into school, it gives them much more of, you know, you start meeting other people and you're able to really kind of venture out. But, you know, typically when you have a newborn, you are, it can be difficult. So it's the main focus, not focus of our group, but I mean, typically the main ages are newborns to about 5 years old.
Right.
So.
How old's Van?
Van is 7.
Hey, Van. Van is a cute and very good-looking young gentleman. Come on, we've got your microphone now. How are you doing, Van? You excited about Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah? And how's it going to be? You going to have, like, a ton of chocolate, ton of candy? Is that what it's all about for you, or is it the scary thing? You like the scary?
I think I'd rather the candy and make myself like a sugar rush so my mom can't put me to bed.
Right, quite right.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
good old sugar
great.
Rush. Drive
Love
your parents
that.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the Kat. Tell us about the Halloween walk.
So the Halloween walk has been a definite adventure as we began it 6 years ago. We basically, the club, we have actually a website where we kind of host and everybody's able to get all the information regarding the Halloween walk. But
that's all right, take your time. You know, we've got all morning, so you don't have to, you can relax. Totally fine. We're just talking about the thing. You look nervous. Are you right?
I don't know why I'm not the nervous type. Anyways.
It's totally fine. Nothing connects. You know, this is a great thing about radio. It's not brain surgery. Nobody's going to die if you say the wrong thing. And if you said it, got it, all the information complete. I've learned this. Get it all wrong. Then you just get it right again after the next record.
That's right.
It's totally fine.
We can just do a redo. That's right.
Yeah. You're not talking to everybody. You're just talking to me.
Just you. Okay. Yeah. So we basically just meet at Main Beach. We have the support of the Laguna Beach Police Department. We have basically a lot of city entities. We have the Pacific Marine Mammal Center, which has been very supportive of us. They bring Sammy the Seal and Selena.
Lovely for the kids.
We have Crunchy the Carrot from Art of Fitness. We have McGruff from the police department, which, you know, fighting crime. So we have lots of things for the kids.
This is cool because there's more to it than just a bag of candy and a, you know, a pumpkin carved out. This, you're really introducing the kids to some of these organizations that do really serious work in town. It's not
excellent
just
work. Important work.
That's really cool. It's not just a chance for the kids to walk down the street and get a sugar rush, as Van rightly said.
That's right. So what we do is the club basically in advance we provide candy to the merchants on Forest Avenue. And we meet at Main Beach. The police department gets all the little ducklings across the street. And we parade and trick-or-treat down the left-hand side of Forest Avenue.
Forest Avenue, right. Mm-hmm. What time does it start on Monday?
4:30.
4:30. We should go to this. Oh, do you know what? I've got a gig. I'd love to go to just to watch the kids. I bet it's the cutest.
Oh, and what? I have a play as well.
Oh, you're in a play.
Many kids, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame. But anyway, it's at 4:30 on Monday afternoon.
Yes, and so as we proceed down the left-hand side of Forest Avenue, we again cross the road at Beach, and we end up at the Presbyterian parking lot. Yeah. And what we do is we just throw a massive after party, which is like, that's what we do. So we have Tommy Benson DJing. We have a costume contest. This year we're doing something a little bit different. We historically, we've provided pizza for everybody that has attended.
Yeah.
This year, Central will be providing an empanada bar.
Central?
Oh, yes.
I'm canceling my
favorite.
<That's it.
laughs>
So we will have a little snack packs for the kids. There'll be a costume contest, a dance contest. So we'll have face painting. We have lots of people. We have Roots that basically the underground makeup beauty. They're offering their time with face painting and chalking of their hair. And
brilliant.
I mean, we just have so many people that support us and have come out, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful organization. We also have Waste Management come out. They bring a big old, big, huge trash truck so the kids can climb on it. Bale Ready Mix has been so supportive of us. They bring out a huge concrete cement mixer. And you know, in years past, it was so funny because the whole after party was kind of, you know, focused towards boys, like cement trucks and trash trucks. It's because I had boys and I was planning the event. So then once we had new presidents, Allie and Kristen, that have girls in their midst, we started to introduce more things that would work for little girls. So we also have Orange County royalty coming out, princesses that everybody can take pictures with. We have ballerina of Tutu School of Luna Miguel. We have a representative from there coming. So, you know, it's a really, really, a lot of people come out just to donate their time and to be a part.
But if you're a girl that likes dump trucks, you can still have fun there, right?
And it's funny, you know, that the girls get more excited about the trash truck than the boys. So
did you hear that, Van? They've got a trash truck there. So if you eat too much chocolate and start getting on everybody's nerves, we're going to chuck you in a trash truck. Just kidding. What did you say? Sorry, say again into that microphone.
That'll just be sad.
It would be sad, you're right. I'm being very silly and I don't mean it. So that's cool. What's the website where people can find out?
So www.lagunabeachparents.com.
Yeah.
And basically you can go on, join. It's very simple. The website will actually set you up with your playgroup. So your playgroup is determined by the year that your child was born. You'll have an opportunity of seeing what kind of events we plan. We have a lot of really involved parents that really keep this wonderful organization going. We're probably in our, 16th year of just a wonderful resource for parents.
Awesome. So there'll be kids now of like 20 years old, grown-ups now, you know, 20 years old, who remember remember how this came about. This is really good and important stuff. So say again the website. I'm sorry, lagunabeachparents.com.
Yes.
And that's where they'll find information as well about the kids' Halloween walk for Monday too. Is that right?
Yes, yes. And again, it's just $40 a year. But I mean, even just in this event, I mean, it's great way to meet people in town. It is a wonderful way to meet, you know, potential best friends that you'll have for life.
And so go and have a look at this. It's even if you're not sure you don't want to join yet, but go and see the happy smiling faces and eat some empanadas. and and see Tommy Benson, who's a brilliant DJ and has a show on this very radio station on a Wednesday night, Jazz Quest Radio. 4:30 p.m. at Main Beach, trick-or-treating down the left-hand side of Forest Avenue and ending at the Presbyterian Church parking lot on 3rd Street. It's cool. Is there anything else, anything we've forgotten to mention?
Well, you know what? The last thing is we're incredibly supportive, but we're also supported by our city council. So we'll have the mayor marshaling the parade, Tony, and we have some other city council members that are so supportive of us. They'll be coming out as well. And we can't forget Michael the Greeter. I mean, he leads the parade.
He'll
every
be dressing
year.
Up as well, no doubt.
The kids love him. So, yeah, so
what
come on
like,
out.
What was he like last year when Steve Dictro was the mayor?
He's
only a little fella. You could mistake him for a 7-year-old.
He was fantastic.
Did he dress up?
He did not dress up, but that was not because he didn't want to. He loves Halloween. But yeah, he'll be coming out this year as well. We had Chief Farinelli last year. Yeah. Depending on her busy schedule, we hope to have her as well. So yeah, it's just a great event. Come on out. Meet some new friends. Meet some new parents. Join our club. And get some candy.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Kat Jennison's been here, and Van. And happy Halloween to you guys.
Yeah, happy Halloween to you.
Yeah, that's Monday at 4:30 p.m. at Main Beach, the 6th annual Halloween Walk from the Parents Society of Laguna Beach. Very cool. All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Halloween coming up. Not a thing we really grew up with, was it, Ave? Halloween.
Yeah.
They never had pumpkins, that's why.
No, we used to cut out a sweet.
You'd have a sweet.
Or it was really difficult.
Or a turnip.
A turnip.
A sweet's a thin one. The turnip's a round one.
And it was really smelly.
Yeah, they're horrible.
And they went off by the end of the week. And yeah, not for us.